Hello, Malcolm here. You know, it doesn't matter how well you taught it. It matters how well they learned it. Welcome to Tuesday Teaching Tips. This is episode 324, and this is the ninth commandment of the 10 commandments of effective preaching and teaching. That's right. You see, it doesn't matter how well we teach it. It's how well they learned it. That's the whole point, isn't it? And so what we're trying to do is grow in our effectiveness as teachers. And part of that is about how well people learn. It seems that wasn't a challenge for Paul and Barnabas in Acts chapter 14 when it says that they spoke so effectively that a great number of Jews and Greeks believed. In other words, obviously these people learned what it was that Paul and Barnabas was teaching them. It completely transformed their lives. And that's the kind of effectiveness that you and I want, isn't it? So let's talk today about what it means to help people learn, not just to us do the teaching. A point of clarification before I go on. We're, of course, limited in knowing how much our listeners learned. God does not give us miraculous insight into the mind and heart of every person who hears our teaching. So we must trust that God's Holy Spirit is at work in our preaching and teaching. And it never returns empty, as it says in Isaiah. And I think it's our humility that's tested by this. We can't ever know for sure how much people learned. It's a challenge to the fact that we like to be perhaps in control, but we're not. We're in control of what we teach. We're not in control of what people learn. However, there are things that you and I can do that will give people the best possible opportunity, the best possible chance of actually learning something. And we're going to talk about three of those things today. There are more, and I bet you could tell me some. So please do let me know what you think. But here are three for today. The first is to ask questions. You may have noticed that this tip comes up several times in these commandments, and it is a crucial technique for helping people to learn. It allows people to reflect on what they have heard and to put it into their own words. Somehow, this seems to solidify learning. Jesus did this a lot, asking questions. He sometimes used questions to draw people's attention to the obvious, like in Mark chapter 8, verse 19. He says to his disciples, "When I broke the five loaves for the 5,000, how many basketfuls did you pick up?" 12. So he's helping them to reflect on a fact of what happened. It's not deep at this point. Maybe at other times, though, he used questions to stimulate his disciples' thinking more deeply, like in Matthew chapter 16 and verse 13, when he says, it says, "When Jesus came to the region, he asked his disciples, 'Who do people say the Son of Man is?'" What are they saying? And then what do you think? He asks later. Questions come in various shapes and sizes. You may ask questions perhaps during your lesson and then ask people afterwards in the what we call the fellowship, what they thought of the lesson, what they got out of it. Perhaps people will tell you, "I really enjoyed the lesson." And there's your opportunity to ask a question. Tell me what helped you. It would help me as much as it might help you. What did you learn today? That kind of question. Or what helped you? So ask questions is tip number one. Tip number two, set a task. Setting people a task can help them to learn. So after teaching a point in a lesson, a sermon, or whatever it is, one option is to break up into groups for your listeners to then discuss it. You're giving them a task and ask for sharing afterwards from those groups. Give them 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever's appropriate, and get people to verbalize. And then you'll do a few things, community learning, which is one thing which is valuable. But in setting them a task like that to reflect and discuss together and come up with some points, you're helping them again to solidify what they are learning. You'll have a better idea when you listen to the sharing as to how well your point has sunk in, not only just to one or two people, but perhaps to the group as a whole. You might then adjust your teaching to explain the matter further. Perhaps you've got another point to make or a conclusion, and you can adjust what you were planning to say on the basis of what you're hearing, because maybe you need to explain it more because it hasn't really, whatever you've talked about so far hasn't really made sense. Or you could draw out some extra implications if that seems relevant. So firstly, ask questions. Secondly, give people a task. And then thirdly, follow up. Follow up later. After some time has passed, go back to the topic you were preaching or teaching on with the same group. This is especially effective if you have follow-up gatherings in which you can talk about the issue in a different setting. Let's say you speak on Sunday to the whole group. 2 weeks later, you might have a small group. You're in your own home, a men's group, a women's group, or some other kind of group, and you focus on the same issue. You bring up the text you talked about that Sunday and discuss it, and you'll find out again there how much people learned, and give them the opportunity, a couple of weeks later, to further deepen their understanding of what you taught that first time and to make it their own. And you'll soon discover then how much your listeners actually learned. So to wrap up, Jesus was a master teacher, wasn't he? Both in his teaching and in his ability to help his listeners learn. Look at the sermons in the book of Acts, like Peter's in Acts chapter 2 or Stephen's in Acts chapter 7. They are testimony to the fact that they got it. When they heard Jesus and they heard the apostles' teaching, then they got something that stuck with them and they were able then to explain it to others. And I believe that's a great vision for you and me. Our listeners can be learners. We as teachers can be people that help people to learn. But our focus has got to be not just on teaching accurately, informatively, perhaps even entertainingly, but our focus must also be on discovering how much our listeners are actually learning. Hope you find this useful. Next time, we're going to go on to the 10th and final commandment, which is tests aren't just for students. We'll talk about that next time. Please add your comment to this week's topic. Leave it where we can see it, because then we learn from each other and we learn best when we're learning in community learning, right? Not just teaching. If you've got any questions about the Bible, drop me an email, malcolm@malcolmcox.org. If you'd like a free copy of my ebook on spiritual disciplines, then go to my website, malcolmcox.org, and sign up for my weekly newsletter, which I shall send you week by week as time goes by. Please, if you know of anybody that might benefit from this recording, please pass the link on, subscribe, leave a review, and I hope and pray that between now and the next time that you're able to develop your skills and your ability to not only teach well, but to help people learn well. And remember, at all times, keep calm. Carry on teaching. Take care and God bless.